what we do need to talk about right now is what is going on in the Herp trial. Our legal expert and correspondent, Bradley Trainer, is on the scene.
Wait, let me put my glasses on.
Oh, yeah. Yes. Listeners, can you see him? He now looks smarter.
On the radio.
It's true.
Hello, I'm Bradley Trainer, reporting live from outside a courtroom in California somewhere. Anyway, actually, I've got news when it comes to the Amber Heard Johnny Depp trial. It's really Johnny Depp's defamation case against Amber Heard. And yesterday something happened. So I'm here to tell you what that is and why you should give a crap. No pun intended. So yesterday, Amber Heard
already did.
Amber Heard admitted that she donated all that money, millions of dollars, to the ACLU. Excuse me, never donated all that money to the ACLU, like she's previously said slash testified. Now, look, regardless of what you think of what Johnny did or didn't do, also up to the jury and yourselves to decide, this revelation does not help her credibility on the stand. Also, the ACLU admitted they wrote the now I almost said triggering, but I don't mean it in that sense. I mean like the op-ed
that
insinuated Johnny Depp physically, sexually assaulted Amber Heard.
Okay, so I have a question about that.
Yeah.
Specifically.
Yeah.
Bradley Trainer.
Yeah.
Legal expert.
Yes.
Or at least you're playing one on the radio right now.
Yeah.
Then if that is the case, why is this case being brought to Amber Heard and not the ACLU?
I object, counselor.
I know, me too.
You are sustained.
You're out of order.
No, okay, so I think what you're, well, because it was at Amber Heard's behest.
Okay, so her name is on it, even though it's their writing.
She admitted, or I should say, actually, we knew that the ACLU has admitted that they ghost wrote this op-ed in which she talks about the importance of speaking out against assault and sexual violence, and in light of the Me Too era. That's a whole separate story, but the thing, And it's all worth talking about, but the thing that I found most fascinating from yesterday's testimony specifically revolves around Amber Heard admitting that she didn't donate all that money to the ACLU. Mm-hmm. We knew this, but now we have it on the record. And I want you to hear how this all went down in the courtroom yesterday. You have Amber Heard on the stand, and that's what started yesterday. We're back on track. The trial is back in session.
After a week off.
She is on the stand. Her attorney and her spoke yesterday, and then Johnny Depp's lawyers show up and start asking questions about, in cross-examination, about this donation. And what I can tell you are the facts are she pledged to have donated the entirety of her divorce settlement from Johnny Depp, that's $7 million, split between Children's Hospital and the ACLU. Mm-hmm. The ACLU, I think, has gotten like $1 million that she cobbled together from, I think, $300,000 of her own money, and then some other money and like a big fat check from her ex-boyfriend now, Elon Musk. But she has contradicted herself about what she did and said, and this is to attack her credibility. Let's listen to this exchange between Johnny Depp's lawyer and Amber Heard. And at this point, Johnny Depp's lawyer is trying to take control and make the point that she did not, has not donated all that money, as she's previously said.
Sitting here today, Ms. Heard, you still haven't donated the $7 million divorce settlement to charity. Isn't that right?
Incorrect. I pledged the entirety of the settlement, $7 million, to charity, and I intend to fulfill those obligations.
Ms. Heard, that's not my question. Please, try to answer my question. Sitting here today, you have not donated the $7 million, donated, not pledged, donated the $7 million divorce settlement to charity.
I use pledge and donation synonymous with one another.
Ms. Heard, I don't use it synonymously.
That's how donations are paid.
Ms. Heard, respectfully, that's not my question. As of today, You have not paid $3.5 million of your own money to the ACLU. Yes or no?
I have not yet.
And as of today, you have not paid $3.5 million of your own money to the Children's Hospital of Los Angeles, correct?
I have not yet. Johnny sued me.
So as of today, you have not donated, paid $7 million of your divorce settlement to charity, right?
I have not been able to fulfill those obligations yet.
Okay, wow. So that's Amber Heard on the stand yesterday with Johnny Depp's lawyer, and the lawyer's trying to make the point, like, you have tested, the reason she is obfuscating, one imagines, is because she has previously said, I donated everything, I think as early as 2018, mm-hmm. in an interview, a live interview. Mm-hmm. Versus what,
as
a dead interview?
She was alive.
Yes. No, like she sat there and said, I donated all of it, half to the Children's mm-hmm. Hospital or that charity, and it's escaping me now, but also the ACLU. And the ACLU is like, well, you didn't know. And you can tell on the stand, the thing that popped out at me is her, no, pledge and donate's like the same thing. The sort of trying to make that point makes her sound, I think, like she's trying to parse
yep.
what she means in a way that will keep it from looking like she yes. has lied previously.
She's totally trying to manipulate the English language
yeah.
so that it appears as though she has fulfilled her obligations that she made publicly. And I mean, I would like to sit down with the lawyer mm-hmm. and have a conversation with her about how she remained so even keeled throughout that, because that would be so frustrating and aggravating in the moment.
Yeah, you can tell that, like, she's getting to Amber, because you'll also hear Amber at one point say something to the effect of, well, I didn't give all the money because Johnny sued me.
Yeah.
And that's a point that she's tried to make wherein, oh, I couldn't donate it all because I was being sued by Johnny Depp. And it's like, no, we're making the point that you've lied. And I think that the lying, you know, if the jury sees her lying about that, is right. she not capable about lying
about
other things?
Other things. Exactly. That's the thing that I wish I could be a fly on the wall listening to Amber Heard and her own lawyers talking, because you know she had to be prepared for this. And I wonder if that was a tactic from the outset to try to kind of mess with the English language in such a way.
But what I would say to that is, like, I'm sure, but also it shows to me that perhaps she doesn't have the best lawyer,
right?
Because that is not a winning argument. What you've just done by refuting the prosecutor, or the she'd be the plaintiff's attorney, not prosecuting attorney, right? Because it's not a criminal case,
right.
Anyway, the Johnny Depp's lawyer in this case is trying to make the point that you lied. And in refuting your lie, mm-hmm. you are literally lying out loud. Now, she's not technically lying, but like that obfuscation, like yep. that sort of graying of the difference between the words pledged and donate mm-hmm. doesn't help the way I think Amber Heard thinks it does. In fact, I think it further solidifies yeah. the plaintiff's, you know, argument that she is not to be trusted, because she's like a kid.
Yes.
Who gets caught doing something and is like, well, I didn't technically do this.
Well,
I meant that I did this.
You are so absolutely correct. I think every single person who has parented or is currently parenting somebody in the preteen to teenage range is familiar with exactly what she was just doing.
Yeah.
Because it is. And it is meant to be frustrating, but also she's an adult. And so, to your point, it completely destroys her credibility.
Yeah. Now, I do want to make, a caveat or a sort of underline the following point, that just because she may not be trustworthy, or if a jury finds that she's lying, that is not to say that Johnny Depp did not do the things that she accused him of. they may not be true, but again, we're dealing with two things, right? We talk about this every day. We talk about the Amber Heard Johnny Depp trial. There's the court of public opinion, and then there's the court of law. And, you know, the court in this case is trying to show that she defamed Johnny through this letter. Now, we could talk further about the ACLU's role in that letter, because I think it's fascinating, and it is completely, the ACLU is completely doing all the things that we talk about celebrities and publicists doing.
Yes!
Which is leveraging, like, just, it's crazy to me. But my point is to say simply that two things can be true at the same time. Johnny Depp could have done some stuff, and Amber Heard can be a liar.
Yeah.
And the court is not concerned, I think. Well, it is sort of both things. Even though both things can be true, only one person can leave the courtroom victorious. And that is, I think, why this is so fascinating. Because just because Johnny wins or loses in this case doesn't mean that they both have some serious issues and things to be held accountable for.
Right. And this is the thing. So my son, my 15-year-old last night said, whose side are you on? Amber Heard or Johnny Depp's? And this is the thing. I feel like I'm a broken record. I said, listen, this isn't about this. That seems like the easy question to ask. Yeah. And that's just not what's happening. And then to try to untangle the complexity of what's actually going on in the courtroom and how the public is perceiving it. Now, really quickly, I want to read one or two tweets.
Yeah.
This one from Panda Law School extraordinaire, law lawyer.
Yeah, person. No words. That's why we're on the radio.
Well, exactly. She said, when we practice trials, we drill it into our heads. And I have subsequently told friends since, cross is your enemy. You have to remain cool and only answer what is asked, because staying cool is better than getting defensive.
Yeah, and you can tell in that moment she was not cool, because she does that, like, I'm going to throw out the, like, Johnny sued me. You're like, it's like when you're in an argument with someone and they're like, and you're ugly.
Yeah.
Like, what does my being ugly have to do with anything?
That is a good question, Bradley.
Right.
Now, the other tweet we got was from Phil, who said that $7 million was already in her bank account before Johnny sued her, which is correct. But what I think she's trying to say is, like, I got to hold on to my money because I'm getting sued and I got to use it for the lawsuit. Right. Like,
yeah,
she's painting this.
But all the attorney has to do for Johnny Depp is say you lied.
Yeah.
Like, OK, that may be true. You may need to hold on to your money because you're getting sued. But what does that have to do with, I mean, that doesn't change the fact that you lied in 2018 when you told people that you donated everything. It was never about money. You know, again, they can both be problematic humans.
And guess what?
But this trial nonetheless continues, and somebody will remain or will leave that trial, you know, the victor.
When we return on the Colleen and Bradley show, we are going to get all the dirt straight from Hollywood, even more dirt. Can you believe it? There's a ton of dirt.
So dirty!
Holly's going to bring it to us after this on My Talk 107.1.